Hope everybody's doing well tonight. When I was thinking about what I was going to talk about, I kind of had two things that I wanted to talk about here and had to decide between which one. One was about Joseph. You know, a lot of times when we study the birth of Jesus, we study about Mary, we study about Jesus, but we don't really talk about Joseph a whole lot. And I was going to do one about Joseph because I think there's lessons we can learn from Joseph. But, you know, I started hearing people talking about their faith and that people are struggling with it. And I think we've all struggled during this time of the pandemic with our faith, with trying to keep that going, but we also struggle with other things that we've went through in our lives. Sometimes we believe the mountains and the problems that we have are they're too big to overcome. Sometimes we live in isolation because we don't think people understand what we're going through. And sometimes we think nothing's ever going to change. And then we have our haters in our lives that, you know, are going to tell us that we're not good enough, that we're not strong enough, and we go through those things. And sometimes it's our own doubts that hurt us. You know, and I'm going to be a little bit vulnerable tonight because, you know, I've heard certain men come forward and say, hey, I'm struggling right now. I struggle in my life, you know, and with my faith sometimes. And I struggle with other things, you know. One of the examples I was going to give, I didn't learn to read until I was in second grade. Because how they taught people to read back then was everybody went around the room and they started reading. And I learned how to memorize what people were saying. So for my first 2 years of school, I just memorized. And they didn't catch it until second grade. And so in some areas when I get up and do these talks or when I have to read scripture, those fears come up in me and they doubt me. And I know that's not a great example, but I like to use those examples to get people to understand that we all struggle. But I want to look at the Old Testament a little bit and three people that we can all say went through treacherous times in their lives. But how did they handle those treacherous times? One is David. David, at certain times in his life, had King Saul chasing him, which could not have been a great experience for him. And then, you know, he's already been named the king, but yet nobody really knows it. And Saul's chasing him all over the place. And he's probably going, what's going on, God? What's happening here? And in 2 Samuel 23, 8 through 9, we see that David's mighty warriors, or sometimes we call them his men of valor. And he had a certain group of people that were around him that if you go through those scriptures, you see that they were with David in dire times, that they were around him. And I think that's a reminder to all of us that we need people in our lives, that when we're in dire things, that we have those people around us that are going to uplift us. You know, and I think we've heard a lot of that here lately, is that we all need that. We need those people that are strong, that are going to encourage us when our faith is weak, and that we need those people. So I encourage people to go get those people, to reach out to people, and to be vulnerable sometimes with them, because we need those men of valor that are going to be around us, because we are going to have people that are going to tear us down and we're going to have problems. Another one that I want to look at is Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 1 through 4. We see that he gets word from Israel that it's not going well there. It's not going well in Jerusalem. And, you know, we see at the verse 4, it says, he began to weep and continued mourning for several days because he was saddened by what Jerusalem had become. But that's not the end of the story, because Nehemiah, we see that he goes back and they build up the walls again. He didn't just sit around. He got involved and went and did things. And I think we can learn from that when we're struggling with our faith, sometimes we just need to get involved. We need to put ourselves back into thinking about others, because I've always seen it as, you know, sometimes when we're self-loathing about our struggles and our troubles, you know, it's only going to get worse if we continue in there. But if we start concentrating on other people and what they're going through, sometimes our problems get really small compared to what people are going through in their lives. So we need to take those opportunities and get involved with others. And then the final one I'll look at is Daniel. Daniel 6, verse 10, we see that King Darius comes down with a decree that whoever doesn't pray to him, or if they pray to any god or any other man except for King Darius, they'll be thrown in the lion's den. But the very next verse, what does Daniel do? In verse 10. And I'll read that there. Daniel always prayed to God three times every day. Three times every day he bowed down on his knees to pray and praise God. Even though Daniel heard about the new law, he still went to his house to pray. He went up to the upper room of his house and opened the windows in the face toward Jerusalem. Then Daniel bowed down on his knees and prayed just as he always had done. We need to get God involved. When we're struggling, that's the biggest thing that we can do, is get him involved in what we're doing, and pray to him about what's going on in our lives. Because sometimes we hit against the wall, and we're hitting our head against that wall, and it's just not going anywhere. But we pray to God, and that wall seems to move out of the way. Or those problems start getting a little bit smaller. We all struggle and feel like we're not good enough. We all struggle with giving God our best, and we struggle and put a line underneath there, and we can draw anything in there because we struggle in this world. But I believe, hopefully, this will help you as you go through this week to remember these three things, that there are things that we can do to get better at our faith and better at what we're doing each day, and that we need other people in our lives that we can help us along, that we get involved, and that we pray to God. So if there is someone here who would like to be in that kind of relationship with God, or would like to be baptized, or if there is someone who is struggling and needs the prayers of this congregation, please come forward as we gather together to stand.